Good evening or good morning, Hoolet Nation. What a night. We have just had the Saints. Oh, I can't fucking speak, can I? Ba ba ba. Bum bum bum. All right, let's go again. Good evening or good morning, Hoolet Nation, whatever time you listen to us. What a night we have just had. The Saints were ruthless and showed up on the national stage saying to Tampa Bay, this is our division. This isn't the AFC South, AFC East, sorry, Mr. Brady. The Saints. Let me just go again. Can we go again? I can't read.
Right.
Good evening or good morning, Hoolet Nation, and what a night we have just had. The Saints were ruthless and showed up on the national stage. Saints Tampa Bay, this is our division. And Mr. Brady, this isn't the AFC East. The Saints were dominant today in a 38-3 victory over Tampa Bay Bucks. You're listening to the 2-Point Conversion, the instant reaction show on the Dome Patrol United Network. I'm your host, Ben, and I'm enjoying life right now. Tonight, I'm joined by James. James, how are you doing?
4:24 a.m. and I can't stop smiling.
It's just great, isn't it? It's just no one expected that.
Unreal.
Also joined by Scott. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing magnificent. As y'all know, I picked the Saints to lose, so you see my master plan worked. See what happens when I pick them to lose. You're welcome, Hoolet Nation.
Reverse psychology, I like it. I tried to use that in the past, and I just get called being negative.
Yeah, you do it wrong.
Yeah, well, we don't believe you either, Scott, so don't get too carried away.
Jason, welcome to the show.
God, it feels good, man. I had a long day. I had a good round of golf, shot 83, had a few beers, went to my friend's house, Jimmy's, to watch the game. It was a spectacular first half. I left after the first half, got back here. I'll say I'm about a 3. I thought we would win again. Did not expect this. And it was 38-3. Considering the Cook plays, it really should have been even more than that. But this, you could tell, man. You could just tell this team was locked in, focused, ready to go, and just fuck Tampa.
It was just club. 83, that's not a bad score. Do you know, I thought the Saints were going to shoot 83 at one point today.
Yeah.
They did it backwards, like at 38.
I definitely thought we were going to give up an 83-yard play, and we didn't.
I don't know. Can we start with the defense, please? Because I know we're going to talk about the offense, but the defense was just absolutely incredible tonight. You know, they've been saying for a while, look, we're going to get it fixed. We're going to fix this. And I started to doubt them, really. I started to doubt Dennis Allen. They were ever going to get this issue fixed. But tonight, the pressure they put on Brady, and we knew that was the way to win the game, is put the pressure on Brady.
The big difference has been Davenport. You know, since Davenport came back, this defensive line has just been demonstrably better. You know, you don't have to blitz to get the pressure. Him coming off. Look, I know people have been harping on Cam Jordan. Look, he's getting a lot of double teams, but he's freed up. Look, Davenport played well. Hendrickson had a monster game. Onyemata continues to just play unreal, and that's how you beat them.
He looks an absolute bargain, doesn't he?
You know, the first, what we did, what, three and outs, what, three out of the first four or four straight, like the,
I think, yeah, four straight, I think it was.
Yeah, I mean that's just unreal to do that. That's how you win games.
But right, it's also when they were down to the 1 yard line, just having that stand, and they tried to feed Evans there, but Lattimore took care of his child once more.
Yes, he took care of his child, and man, he just dominates him constantly. The biggest mistake Evans ever made was hitting him in the back when a couple years ago in that previous game. I mean, ever since then, it's just been locked down. And defensive line, like you said, played great. The cornerbacks played great. We didn't really have a lot of penalties on defense. It was just an all out just ass whooping.
It was an ass whooping.
It was a real statement, and hope, and the fact that we did it on prime time as well. I think people are going to actually, you know, stand up and take notice of the Saints team. It's the first time really we've had this Saints team firing all cylinders. That the special teams played well, the defense played well, the offense played well, and we had all our players healthy, pretty much.
I mean, that's it. I mean, other than Sheldon Rankins, we are legit healthy, and it was great. You know, I was watching the pregame, and they go through the line. Every single one of those NBC assholes picked Tampa to win. So when that happened, I was like,
"Same on NFL Network, same on ESPN."
Never trust the polls.
I felt when that happened, like I'm surprised. I was surprised that at least somebody didn't pick the Saints. But when that, like, I just felt so good that happened, because everybody just like, "Oh yeah, this is Tom Brady and Tampa. They're the team."
No, they're not. Gronk looked old.
We're about to get Quan Alexander too, so
yeah.
God, you could tell we were locked in. Like we pitched a perfect game tonight. They pitched a perfect game tonight.
I think that is the most impressive win by any team in the NFL so far this year.
It was a statement. It was a real statement.
Yeah, it was just total domination on both sides of the ball. I think what they ran for, they rushed for 9 yards. I think Tampa did.
They only attempted like 4 or 5 rushes. Like that's
four
it.
Or five carries. Yeah. And I mean, they got behind so fast, you know, a lot of their offense is based off of that play action. And they don't have that. They ain't got nothing.
Just, you know, and Breeze looked crisp, and you knew too, he being him against Brady and the whole touchdown thing, you knew he wanted to out touchdown him here, and man, it's crazy. He found so many different guys. Like it didn't matter, man. He found so many different guys, and you know, and again, you knew they were locked in. Like we said before, the fact that there's only one bye to fight for, and this is a big division game. In addition to winning the division, to get the chance for the bye to sweep the Bucks, it just puts them behind us like that. I mean, this team was just they were ready. This is the best. God,
this was put your nuts, and this is you put your nuts in the table game and see what this team's all about.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's early, but does that now not move us to the number one seed if the playoffs ended today?
Seattle 6-2. We haven't played them. You know, I don't know the tiebreakers. You know, because we lost to
Green Bay 6-2.
I think Green Bay's. Are they one game behind?
It'll be Green Bay then. Green Bay. Anyway, that's okay. Too early for that. It's too early for that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But you know, getting the handle on Tampa was just massive.
Yeah, huge, absolutely huge. Offense. Taysom Hill has seen. You know, he struggled a little bit early in the season, and he was just incredible again today.
Well, it was great that the first play that he came in. You know, maybe that's why so many plays with him earlier in the season were all runs. The first play he comes in, he throws the ball.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Loved him. It's nice to see Callaway still being involved. Also seeing Traquan still involved.
Well, everyone was involved.
Big yeah. Fish. Yeah. You
know, every single receiver, apart from Dwayne Washington, caught a pass today. Every single one.
Mm. And Michael Thomas being back, it's just...
Yeah,
it that helps because that draws coverage.
It's kind of like I said in the chat, like us not having him made us better because we were relying on him too much. If you remember last, it was Kamara and Michael Thomas. Like that's it. That's all he really threw to. Jared Cook got in the mix towards the end of the season. But that's all he was throwing to the wide receivers. Now he didn't have an option because Thomas was out. Developed a rapport with Sanders. Harris, Traquan, Callaway. Now it's all coming together.
Everybody, that's the thing. Like, who do you defend? And spread like throwing a guy. And I was worried about Sanders coming off COVID. You don't know how they're going to react. Usually, the first few games they could still have lingering effects. But you know, he made his couple of catches, got the touchdown. But just Gale, like having Thomas back, just having a guy like that is just unreal to just throw a guy. You know, we're talking about, oh, the trade deadline, we're not making any trades. No, we're getting Michael Thomas.
Exactly.
It's almost like making a, you didn't have him after week one, and then all of a sudden he comes in, and
it's, boom, it's getting back to the point where people remember, like, dude, this roster is fucking loaded. We are a loaded team.
Absolutely. It's just go on, sir.
Yeah, no, just so much talent on Steam. We're
this is what we all hope for in the off season. And the fact now that we've got that, the first time we've seen it this season, is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You know, and look, you saw it, you know, some of the videos after the, you know, there were, I know with Thomas and the fight with Gardner Johnson, people were talking about, oh, is this locker room gone? Well, after last week's win, you saw some of the videos with Peyton dancing in the locker room with all the boys. You figure, like, okay, maybe we're getting back together. A win like this tonight, you know, this team has to feel together right now. There has to be a lot of confidence running with them right now.
The fact I absolutely love the defense tonight, getting the interceptions as well. David Onyemata, that was a brilliant tip drill. And then the best one, the best player for me on defense tonight, and I've called him out in the past, Malcolm Jenkins. I thought Malcolm Jenkins was fantastic. Tackling well, coverage well, and a good interception as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of the big plays that Lattimore made, I think he knocked down a pass on a third down or something, and it was on the same sideline. You could see Michael Thomas just like all like pumped up. Maybe it wasn't him. No, I take that back. It wasn't him. It was Gardner.
It's Gardner Johnson.
Gardner Johnson made a play. Gardner Johnson made a play. Michael Thomas was all hyped up and jumping up and down, and I think he went to give him a five, but then was like, no, he might think I'm trying to hit him.
So. He might slap away my mouthpiece.
Yeah.
It's $5,000 apparently.
Look, we've won five in a row now, and the majority of those five wins were because of Kamara. And today we won with him having a relatively quiet game. That's only a good thing moving forward. It really is. I mean, you know, 12 different receivers, just, yeah, it's the potential for this offense now is through the roof.
Yeah, sky high, sky high.
What I love is three penalties all game, third down conversion of 64%, time of possession 40 minutes to Tampa Bay's 19:56.
I remember mentioning at the party early on, holding Tampa to all those three and outs, and we had, and look, even, you know, with, I mean, think about it, we fumbled the ball at the 2 yard line. It would have been first and goal at the two.
Rushing yards. How many rushing yards from Tampa Bay got?
Nine.
Eight.
Wow. Remember when Leonard Fournette was good?
Yeah.
It was when he was wearing purple and gold.
But yeah, the total, right. It was a complete game. And even like, and I was mentioning it with Trey at the party, on the kick returns, like the field position tonight was just unreal in the first half, you know, combination of just bad plays by them and then all, and great, you know, the having Deontay Harris, like he's a guy like that on the field. It's like, anytime he touches the ball, you're like, anything can happen. Yeah. Anything can happen. There's just an excitement to him, whether he's the few plays on offense. I mean, look, there was the play where he caught the pass and there were three guys that came to tackle him and he avoids it and gets another 20 yards.
Is absolutely, it's just brilliant.
You know, a talent and speed like that, you know, it's some things you can't, it's just, you can't necessarily coach it. It's just, he's just that good. I mean, our return game has been unreal.
Okay. This was the worst loss in Tom Brady's career. His previous worst loss was 31-0 against Buffalo in 2003. It's the first time he's also
a guy.
It's the first time he's been swept. Just shows how shit.
Like you said, this ain't the AFC East.
Yeah, it just shows how shit the AFC East actually is. It's just laughing. Seeing his reaction on the sideline, it's just a Gronk looks ancient. It's brilliant. absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Well, and the thing is with Tampa Bay is they've got some tough games coming up. They've got the Panthers next week, and that's not going to be an easy game for them. Then they've got the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, yeah, we've got most of our big games are behind us now.
Yeah.
We do have the Chiefs eventually.
We do have the Chiefs, but I think that's the only team with a winning record the rest of the way.
Yeah, we got San Francisco.
But we need to go to Denver and Philadelphia late November, early December, and there's potential for it to be cold there. So they won't be easy. But yeah, Kansas are the only team with a winning record we've got left to play at the moment.
But I thought Drew Brees couldn't play in outdoor wet conditions.
Thought he couldn't throw more than 4 yards. So
yeah. See, it's funny how if that was Drew Brees having that game tonight, the whole media would be like, oh, Drew's done, he's washed. And it's just, oh, Tom Brady had a bad night tonight.
No, you're right, and that's definitely what you're going to see. Nobody's going to be off of Tom Brady, but everybody's ready. Like the second Breeze has a bad game, they're off from. I mean, that's
the weapons that Tom Brady's got. Holy shit! Like, it's ridiculous. But it's nice to see Antonio Brown having really nerf effect, and he just looks like a horrible human being.
Now, like I will say, I don't know if it was just me, but on that first touchdown when he had Traquan wide open and he threw it and it looked like it was going to go a little long, I'm like, oh fuck, just don't overthrow this wide open opportunity. And the Traquan made a great toe tapping catch to keep it, but like, God, he was so open. I was scared for like a second.
It did look like it was going long, didn't it?
Yeah, he threw it. I was like, oh God, please don't overthrow him. He's so wide open. Just don't. And look, Traquan, he did what he had. Like, you know, he toe tapped. He got it in. And good old Traquan.
Yeah, love it. So good. Has anyone got any favorite moments? Obviously, a lot to pick from. What's their
is everything? But if I had to choose, go ahead.
I'd say mine came after the game, just watching the post-match interview, and Jameis Winston coming behind Drew Brees and started eating the W when he's doing his post-game interview. Oh, it was brilliant. Was good. Oh, that's fantastic.
My favorite moment. Any Taysom Hill play tonight was pretty good. When he threw a couple passes, he ran well. He caught a Did he catch a touchdown? No, he didn't catch a touchdown.
No, but
he had one play where he caught the ball and like he jumped over the defender and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
no, that on that play, it was great. So he ran it and he like did like he did like a pump fake to the left, and the guy kind of like bit for a second. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's been running it all season. How are you biting on a Taysom Hill pump fake?
That's funny.
My favorite moment was probably the Troutman touchdown. Getting him involved in the offense more moving forward is going to be really big. And it was a great throw, great catch.
He moves well, doesn't he, Troutman?
And we need him to play well because Cook had a horrible game today.
He had a rough game. And, you know, I'll toss that to whatever. But he definitely had a rough game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely agree. Getting Troutman involved to get his confidence up, that's important for a guy like that. My favorite play was the Tom Brady, like, 15-yard, like, he just threw a – I don't know what he was doing.
No, he threw a punt.
Right, he was like – and the pick right there. It was just like, yes, thank you, Tom Brady, for throwing a – if Drew Brees – like you said, if Drew Brees threw that pass, people would have ragged on him for weeks for throwing that. So that was my favorite play of the game.
And something I took away on social media is that I think Nick Underhill really didn't enjoy his time covering Tom Brady. If you read Nick Underhill's Twitter tonight, it's been quite funny.
I mean, Tom Brady's kind of an asshole. He's got a lot of Super Bowls, but he's kind of an asshole.
But no, it was absolutely brilliant. And Hendrickson getting 3 sacks in a row, only 2 of them will count. But it's like watching Madden, isn't it? It's just not just used to pass rush. Just get home every time.
It's great, man. It's great. Now, he's going to get paid a lot in the offseason. He ain't going to be a Saint next year, but let's enjoy him, finally coming into his own.
A third or fourth round draft pick, wasn't he? So,
I think third round, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Good service.
I mean, he's on pace to get 15 sacks. Now, I know he won't get that, but still, if he gets double-digit sacks, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Before we go, I need to give a birthday shout out to Vincent Burke, Big Easy Gaijon.
Oh.
Asked for a birthday shout out on Twitter, so happy birthday, Vincent Burke. The Saints got you a win as the present, so you're welcome. So shout out to him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That is one of our original followers. He's been with us for a while.
That's a fantastic result for your birthday as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question for you before we knock this on the head, because I need to go to bed in a minute. Where does that rank in best Saints wins of all time?
Gotta be up there.
I'd say
Super Bowl. Super Bowl, NFC Championship game.
Regular season, that goes up there with
regular season, yeah, it's up there.
It goes up there with New England.
Yeah, that's definitely a top 10, mostly just because of the giant fuck you to Tampa and Brady. There's a lot in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to go.
Glad Jameis got in and got to play some.
Yeah. That was nice too.
His whole team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eating a W. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I just put that on the chat, the picture.
Yeah, I just saw that.
That's great.
That's brilliant. Right. So, is that everything from everyone? Before we talk again on the big show, because I think that'll be a fun one.
Yep. Yeah, I got nothing.
Once you digest. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion, the instant reaction show that you listen to now, the Dome Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, and Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and at Dome Patrol UK. Follow BS and Beer Saints podcast with BS and Beer Media and Taking the Over at Taking the Over. Follow us on Facebook for live streams. Just search Dome Patrol podcast. And if you want to listen the old fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol podcast.
Yeah, I can.
Say bye bye, donkeys.
Bye bye, TB donkeys.
Good night, you bad nation.
Fuck you, Tom Brady.
Oh, fuck.